So this morning, I apologized to my wife for something I said to her last night in her dream.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Benjamin Franklin once said that there are three certainties in life: death, taxes, and nose hairs. Oh, wait, I think I mixed up that third one. But guys who have graduated from middle age know what I'm talking about. Here's a short list of things you can count on with certainty. Wind speed increases proportionally to the cost of one's hairdo. When one wishes to unlock a door but only has one hand free, the keys will be in the opposite pocket. If you bang your head on a wall, it will hurt your head, not the wall. When things seem easy to do, it's because you haven't followed all the instructions. When one's hands are covered with oil, grease, or glue, your nose will begin to itch. It's so true. And finally, if you discard something you have not used for years, you will need it within 1 week. Certainties. You know, my son loves science. He says things like, if you ask a physicist about the certainties of life, they may start describing the constants that govern the universe. I say, you know why physicists never wear black socks? They're afraid of getting black holes. But he is talking about the speed of light, gravity, strong and weak nuclear forces. There are more than 30 of these constants known to science, he says. You can describe them mathematically. The numbers never change, guaranteed. I say, that's cool, son, but has gravity got you down? He shakes his head and tells me something that physicists know with certainty. If the force of gravity was just a bit weaker, planets couldn't maintain their orbits. Turn gravity up a notch and it would be a cosmic demolition derby, Dad. Stars would collapse. Mess with the strong and weak nuclear force and atoms and elements would destabilize. Many of these forces must be fine-tuned to within a few percent of where they are now, or the universe would go boom. So would you, Dad. Did you know you can't trust an atom to tell the truth, I tell him? They make up everything. He rolls his eyes, then tries to explain the cosmological constant. The what? It's a very weak anti-gravity force present in space, Dad, but it's hugely important. Get this. If it was off by one part in a trillion, 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 he keeps repeating that word, then life would not exist. When physicists made this discovery, he tells me, they faced a dilemma. Hidden in the laws of the universe was a value so precise that it seemed impossible to deny that our universe was designed. Of course, some weren't cool with this idea. So, he says, they came up with the multiverse theory. Is that songs with lots of verses? He laughs. It's the idea that there are an infinite number of universes, each governed by different values. And we just so happen to be in a universe where all the numbers came out just right for stars and planets and slugs and humans to exist. And they all high-fived each other. To my son, the idea seems more science fiction than science fact. He is a fan of the many scientists whose studies have nudged them toward faith. Like the high-energy particle physicist Ulrich Becker, who wrote, "How can I exist without a creator? I am not aware of any answer ever given." Can I prove with certainty that God exists? No. Nor can I see the wind, but I can see what it does to my hairdo. Hebrews 11:13 says, "By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." What will you place your faith in? Few things in life are certain, but I believe God is constant, never changing, and always worthy of our trust.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.